AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Vatican says Pope Francis's respiratory tract infection is presenting a complex clinical picture that'll require further hospitalization. That's as concerns grow about the increasingly frail health of the 88-year-old. Flooding in Kentucky is blamed for at least 9 deaths. The state's governor said at least 1,000 stranded people had to be rescued. In an interview, Hazard, Kentucky Mayor Donald Mobilini says this was a bad flood.
We had warning on this flood, unlike 2022, which is a flash flood, but I think everybody missed the mark because it's supposed to crest at 26 feet and it gets 30 and a half feet. That's the largest flood we've had since 1984.
The audio is courtesy of WTVQ. Top Russian officials will hold talks with U.S. counterparts on restoring ties, negotiating a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine, and preparing a meeting between Russia and the U.S. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on Israeli plans to construct new settler homes in the occupied West Bank.
An anti-settlement watchdog says Israel has issued a tender for the construction of nearly 1,000 additional settler homes in the occupied West Bank. Peace Now says the development of 974 new housing units would allow the population of Efrat settlement to expand by 40%. It would also block the development of the nearby Palestinian city of Bethlehem. Construction of the new homes won't start for at least another year after the contracting process and issuing of permits. Israel has already built more than 100 settlements across the West Bank, ranging from hilltop outposts to fully developed communities. More than 500,000 settlers live in the occupied West Bank, which is home to some 3 million Palestinians. The settlers have Israeli citizenship, while Palestinians live under military rule, a situation which major human rights groups have described as apartheid, allegations rejected by the Israeli government.
This is AP News. Last night was Saturday night's 50th anniversary show. Jimmy Fallon says it was great to realize his childhood dream of being on SNL.
This is a dream come true for me. Since I was a kid, I used to cut my birthday cake and make a wish to be on Saturday Night Live and throw a coin in a fountain. And 50 years later, here I am. I'm the luckiest guy on earth.
A Bay Area hometown hero helped his team triumph in a revamped NBA All-Star game. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Shaq's OGs won the first All-Star mini tournament in NBA history, getting 15 points from Boston's Jason Tatum and 12 from All-Star Game MVP Stephen Curry of the hometown Warriors to beat Chuck's global All-Stars 41-25 in the final. First-time All-Star Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs led the global Stars with 11 points in the final. It was the debut of the All-Star mini tournament format featuring 4 teams and 3 games, with only 40 points needed to end each contest. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.